Warp Pipe Wednesday.
I'm hot off playing Battletoads, Jay.
I watched a little bit of it. You did pretty good. What did you get past the snake pit? I never saw it.
Right, yeah. We were going through and I was hung up on that and I did just complete it. I was like, yeah, it's like one of the last attempts because I was like, I have to record the podcast. I need to get off.
Hey, I appreciate the extra time. It got me. I was able to at least be waiting on you. I just had to get the AirPods, whatever they're called.
Yeah. So. Nice. But yeah, I picked this game up, I think 2 weeks ago at a convention and everyone's like, oh, you should stream it. I was like, yeah, I'll give it a go. So I did start off. We went to the turbo tunnel and I got pretty close. And then I was like, you know what? It's time to bust out the old game genie.
So did you actually get past the turbo tunnel or did you have to bypass it with the game genie?
So what we found out, so I was using the game genie codes, infinite continues, enemies take more damage. And when you eat a fly, it gives you maximum health. Those are the three codes that I had chosen. So I was like, all right, beat the first level. Easy. Went down the tunnel. Easy. Got the turbo tunnel. And we had gotten to a section where you have the ramps. And I was going off the first ramp, landing fine. But when I would hit the second ramp, it would just have me fall no matter what I did. Wouldn't touch the controller. If I hit the controller, tried to move, constantly would fall. So I said, I bet you one of the game genie codes is messing with the, something in the code of the game.
I actually heard you mention that on the stream.
That's the only thing I could think. So I turned off the Nintendo, turned it back on, and we used a game genie code to go straight to Turbo Tunnel. And I put Turbo Tunnel, I put Infinite Continues, and what was the other one I did? I forgot. One more. Oh, it was the enemies take more damage. I got rid of that one, and then that helped me get past. So something with that code made me miss the ramp. And so I straight up beat it. Sorry. I ended up beating it. I mean, I had Infinite Continues, but I did beat it, like, legit, I guess.
That very last section is madness.
Well, also there's
where it's like up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. It's like just, so fast.
You're not even looking. You're just hitting the button basically. But one of the bricks or walls, whatever you want to call them, is like sparkling. And that is a warp zone. So that's if you mess up. So if you go like up, down, up, down, up, down, 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 like twice or something, you'll hit the wall, but go into a warp zone.
Right. If you crash on that one, you get lucky. When I beat this game several years ago, this was probably like, 2016. I played this game every single day from like February to the last day of May. Cause I was like, oh God, if we're going to go into June, I'm still going to be playing this. But I finally beat it the last day of May. But the two brags I have was I did not use a single continue. And the way you can tell if somebody continues is if they have a lower score. If someone makes it to the end of the game, it's all nines. And then my other brag is I did not use a single warp. I played every level.
Because there's multiple warps, I think, in the game.
There's actually one in the very first level if you can be fast enough.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
And I think that warps you to the turbo tunnel, maybe. And then there's the turbo tunnel warp. And then there's one more somewhere. But I played every single level and I would just play it over and over. Sometimes I play it twice a day. This was when I wasn't working as much. I was only working weekends.
Yeah.
And my kids were much smaller. So while they were napping, I would play.
Yeah, that's good strategy.
So I had Battletoads updates. There's a lot of swearing in those videos, so be warned. Because I was very angry most of the time when I played it.
I did do, I could show off, I made Battletoads NES overlays. They came out real sick.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
So if you guys are listening, you're not able to see it, but I made a Nintendo overlay with like kind of like the cover and it says Battletoads and they're in space and stuff, but I figured
kind of has like that pink Milky Way look.
Yeah,
well, on the D-pad.
What's funny is I ended up bringing this into Photoshop because this part here was already an image, like this side. So this mm-hmm. half, I just like selected in Photoshop and used AI to generate.
And oh, that's sick.
Just put mimic. So I was like, boom, done. And I was like, yeah, that fits.
It looks perfect. I would have never known. That's so smart.
So, because a lot of the stuff I like to do for the NES controllers and whatnot are the dimensions aren't wide enough to fill an NES controller. So it needs either you got to stretch it so then your image is really zoomed in, or you have to find right. a way to expand it. And now with the, you know, generative fill feature in Photoshop, it's a godsend.
Godsend.
Perfect. But yeah,
that's awesome.
I was having a good time with Battletoads. I said we got past the snake level. That was probably harder, I'd say, than the Turbo Tunnel, just because even if, you know, you never played it before, you don't know where these snakes are going or where you have to jump or hang on to. So it takes lots of trial and error. And I can only imagine playing it back in the day without infinite continues. Like, I was lucky to have the Game Genie on, so I could just die, and like, oh, okay, I got to change this and do this.
Right. It's a lot of memorization for sure. And some of those jumps are finicky. Like, you got to time them just right.
Yeah. They'll have like two spikes and one below it. So you kind of got to go on an angle to get through.
Right. It's crazy, though, the way that game works. Like, you can get really good at it. Like, I regret not playing it every single day since I beat it, because it's like such memorization and muscle memory, but the variety of gameplay that Battletoads offers is pretty awesome. It's got some wild levels at the end. Like, there's one called Rat Race. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
Maybe.
But
not.
It's like you're like going down this big like level, and like you're like running and you're trying to beat this rat. And there's parts where you just like free fall, and you have to like free fall perfectly through these little cut out pieces of the floor. And if you just screw up once, and you can hit the rat to like slow him down if you time it just right.
Right.
But it is super hard. It's crazy. It's fun,
though. Well, it's funny. I was watching in preparation Bootsy's video from Angry Video Game Nerd.
I'm surprised you didn't see like 1,000 comments from me on there, because I watched that like every day when I played that game.
And I didn't realize, like, I think it's either a 3 or 4 part video just to get. And I was like, wow, there's a lot of levels in this game. Like, I think I watched 3 parts of it.
Yeah.
I remember him doing the rat race. I remember seeing that.
Yeah. He does a really good job breaking it down. Actually, on my channel, I did like 100% playthrough, like description. Like, is that, that's not the word. What am I trying to say?
Like a voiceover.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like a voiceover, like, because I captured my gameplay of the entire time I beat it. So I did like a little voiceover explaining like what I did. And it's so funny, because like it was so in my head from playing it 1,000 times, I could like explain everything I was trying to do.
I should do one, but make it like satire or whatever. Like, and here's where I put in the Game Genie code to get infinite life. And yeah, this is where I save state it. 1,000
This is
times.
Where I drank a sip of juice.
Stop for a slice of pizza.
That's right.
But yeah, so I was good playing some Battletoads. I got to get back into. I was pretty close to Axiom Verge 2 beating it, so I might try to play that a little bit tonight, just to try to get to the end of that, so I can put the kibosh on that and say I beat that.
What does the kibosh mean?
I don't know, but you put it on something to tell that it's done.
Okay. I didn't know that. I've never heard that.
Put the kibosh on.
I'm going to start putting the kibosh on everything.
There we go. Speaking of kiboshes.
Okay.
Good segue. Kiboshes. Yes. I was thinking of kibasi, and then that made me think of hot dogs. And I just did a hot dog eating contest challenge at Doogie's with my friend. There were 2 2-foot-long hot dogs with fries and a drink, and you had 20 minutes to eat it.
How did that go, Russ?
Well, it went not as I anticipated, but me, you know, I wasn't going to finish them. I went in saying like, hey, you know, whatever, we're filming it, let's make a fun video. Let's see, I could bring up a photo.
When does the video come out?
The video is up on, I mean, well, hey, we're on here. I could just bring up.
It's already up.
Yeah. I took 2 days.
I'm
going to
watch it tonight.
I'll just show.
I can't wait to see it.
Let's see here. It's on my second or third or whatever you want to call
Snacky
it.
Snacky Snack Time, Russ's right. 98th channel.
If you just search Snacky Snack Time and maybe put Russ Lyman in it, then the channel should pop up. But we got.
Oh, I can't wait to watch this. You were supposed to text me and tell me this was up. You didn't. You failed me.
I did fail you.
It's okay.
We got
orange creamsicle. There's all kind of stuff on here I haven't seen. All right. Yeah. I'm going to be binging this tonight.
Again, the meat sweats.
Snack is back time. That's so funny.
My friends ended up filming me coming in. So I'm pulling in with the Mario Kart car. But here, you just see the hot dogs with us coming over. Here's the dogs.
Oh my gosh. What did that cost?
It was $50.
What?
I thought it was $40 for the challenge, but it did go up. So it was $50.
Oh my gosh, dude. That's insanity. So yeah, you can see there's no way I could eat that.
We got bacon, double order of bacon. I got sauerkraut and caramelized onions on mine. And I think Mike did double bacon and two types of cheeses. So Mike was able to, well, dude, I don't know if I want to ruin it for you.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it, because I want to see it. It makes me want to eat one so bad. Like, it looks delicious.
Yeah, I mean, they were very delicious for sure. And we had a little crowd there going through, and it was a good time. I will say they told us the record holder ate both of those in under 4 minutes.
What?
And it's like,
what kind of animal did that?
Literally, like this girl's tiny girl, and she was just like a snake, like just like just, I'm like, she's not even chewing, I don't think. Like 4 minutes.
It's like, I wonder if she does OnlyFans.
Who knows? But after that, finished the hot dogs, and then there was a trade night event at Congo. It was called Congo, Connecticut Gamers Organization, what Congo stands for, at Retro Games Plus. So they stay open. They let you bring in what you want to trade and sell. You could set up a little table. So there's about, you know, 8 or 10 people with tables selling stuff. So I had a little bit of money left over from the hot dog challenge. So I went around and I picked up 2 NES games. I don't think I have them handy.
Oh, I meant to mention earlier, I was surprised that you didn't have Battletoads already. That was kind of shocking.
Yeah, and so I picked Battletoads up, and so at Congo, I picked up Bubble Bobble. It wasn't in my list, so I guess I didn't have that.
I don't have that game either.
And then I picked up Low G-Man, because I just beat it on stream.
Low G-Man. Low T-Man.
Low T-Man. And then I did pick up 3 Nintendo Powers from my buddy for $30.
You know what low T is, right, Russ?
Low T? No.
Low testosterone.
Low T-Man. He could be a superhero for
the worst superhero of all time. He's like weak and puny.
But I was looking for this particular one.
Forgive me if you guys heard me crunching ice earlier.
So if you guys see this Nintendo Power out with Mickey, the Magical Quest, this is volume 44 of January. And I had a note in my phone to pick this one up, because
does that have the Donkey Kong in it?
No.
Oh, it's got the controller.
Got the controllers, but someone had already taken them. But what's unique, I didn't know, they had Super Nintendo ones.
Dude, do I have that?
They had Super Nintendo, and they had Game Boy. Look, Game Boy overlays, which some of the, you know, the buttons are still there. And this one,
I don't know if I have that one.
This does have a and like an
R-wing. The Star Fox.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I just watched the episode of AVG and where he tried to put that together.
So I'd still like to get a clean issue where it has the decals in it. But he gave me a discount on it because it was missing that.
Still cool.
Yeah. So I had picked that one up and a few others. So it was overall a pretty good time there. Oh, and then The prior night, I was in New York City. It was a busy weekend, Jay.
Russ, the traveling man.
So Friday night, I met with my buddy Devin. We took the train into the city, and we ended up going to the Goldfinger show. And they
did they play that song I mentioned?
I'm sure they did. Superman?
No, February came.
Oh, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Oh, what a loser.
They played they ended up covering Woohoo When I Feel Heavy Metal. Woohoo. They had the guitarist come out and sing it. So I was like, okay. But yeah, they did Here in My Bedroom. They did Superman. They did Open Your Eyes.
I like Open Your Eyes.
I was curious too. I didn't know if Mike from MXPX was going to be playing bass, because MXPX is like playing a bunch of shows, but he came out and I was like, yes, cool. Cause I had my MXPX jacket and hat on. I was like, let's go. But that was a pretty good show. And then we got pizza, hopped on the train, and I got home at like 1 a.m. and then I had work at 6.
Ooh, that's a rough night for a 42-year-old man.
So then I had to work from 6 to 2:30, got out of work, and then me and my wife ended up driving up to Hartford. My buddy Tom Ryan was doing an art exhibit at a brewery, so we hung out there for a few hours. And then the Sunday was the hot dog eating contest and Congo trade events. So I was like, oh, good God. Is he being...
I wish I had a name like Tom Ryan. It's a power name.
It's a good name.
When both of your first and last name are first names, it's like a power name.
Russ J. Doesn't
blow. Russ J. should be my real name. I'm changing it. I'm now Russ J.
Oh, look here. I made this cool thing. We could chat real quick.
Let's see it.
I was chatting with my buddy Tom.
Tom Ryan. You gotta say both of his names.
Oh, other Tom. This is Tom Bullman. Oh, we got boom, Bull Airs right there. He gave us a code. If you
look,
put
at
in
that code,
WarpPipe10, you'll save 10% off your order on bullairs.com. He's got shoes, t-shirts, jackets, a whole bunch of goodies on there.
You name it, he's got it. Name it.
He's dropping when you hear this, you already missed the drop, but tomorrow is the drop for, he's doing Fallout shoes and a jacket, which look pretty sick. I don't know if you caught the, I haven't watched it yet, but on Amazon, they have the new Fallout show.
No.
Did you watch?
I have Amazon. I don't know anything about Fallout, though.
Yeah,
I mean, the synopsis?
It's like a post-apocalyptic world with, I don't know, I barely played the game.
With Bull Airs.
Here's the shoes he's dropping.
Those are sick.
So everything's like blue and yellow. So they have like the jacket. I know one of the vaults is 111. So there's like a leather jacket that has that on there. And I know
I wish I could rock shoes like that, Russ.
Yeah, it's tough to get some of the shoes together with an outfit if you're
not
at a
urban
convention.
Enough.
Yeah, urban enough.
I don't know what you would describe those shoes, but it's like, it's very like New York-y, street-y. I just can't. I'm like the South Carolina kid that wishes he was the California kid. That's what I am.
Okay.
Hence all the Ruka clothing.
I'm surprised you haven't picked up any. What's Tom DeLonge's new clothing line? Into the Stars?
To the Stars. To the Stars. I thought about it.
I went out there and saw some beanies and stuff. I was like, man, maybe I'll get something so I have something to wear to the Blink show. That's not just a Blink
shirt. I'm thinking about grabbing a To the Stars shirt. He's got a really cool one that's like, it says aliens are real, but it's got the F word on it. And so like, can't really rock that around my family. So I'm like, plus I work at a church and I'm like,
wear it at work.
If I got saw in public, I'd probably be fired on the spot. So I'm just going to have to get that To the Stars, but I think I might grab one before the Blink show, maybe. So I can dress up and pretend I'm Tom. I used to wear Atticus shirts all the time.
Yeah.
And Macbeth.
Someone, speaking of shirts, someone ordered a weekly Warp Pipe shirt.
Sweet.
So I had to get that sent out. If you check out the weeklywarpipe.com, we do have merch up there. So you have t-shirts, stickers, magnets, pins, mugs.
Thongs. Statement on this.
Maybe. Hey, if you guys want one.
For the girl listeners. Or the guy listeners.
Or the guy listeners.
We don't judge.
Check out that. What else we got? What else is happening?
Let's see. Well, can I talk about hockey for just a second?
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's get the hockey.
So here's my cup. My Pittsburgh Penguins played their last night, their last game tonight, Russ. They were eliminated yesterday by the Washington Capitals, who beat the Philadelphia Flyers with an empty net goal that they shouldn't have even allowed. Anyway, so the Penguins are out. They played their 82nd game tonight because it's an 82-game season. It did not matter if we won or lost because it wasn't going to get us in the playoffs. And that's 2 years in a row we haven't been in the playoffs after, what, like 17 years that we were in? So I'm a little sad, but as a closet Toronto Maple Leafs fan, I'll be pulling for the Maple Leafs, even though they will probably get exited the first round. Go Leafs. And that's been your hockey talk with Ineas Addict.
Nice, nice. Good old hockey stuff.
So that'll go until June, and then the Stanley Cup will be awarded, and then I'll have roughly a month where I'll shut up about it, and then it's draft, and then it's free agency, and then August I'll probably shut up about it, and then September it's back.
It's back. Cool.
So my wife gets like 2 months out of 12 where I probably don't say much about hockey.
Not bad. Trying to think, at work they were playing something with golf. I don't know if you follow golf at all, but I guess like some big,
I know the Masters tournament just happened.
Yeah, yeah. So he was like streaming that. Tiger Woods was in it still. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
So I don't know who won, but they got the green jacket. Somebody got the green jacket.
There you go. So congratulations.
The one that Happy Gilmore was like, hey, when are you going to get one? The Shooter McGavin.
You know they're making a sequel to that. Did you hear?
I did hear. That's exciting. I love Happy Gilmore. I'm a little nervous about a sequel because some things are just perfect, Russ.
Right.
And Happy Gilmore is one of those things.
It's like, where can they take the story?
Well, think about Dumb and Dumber. Also perfect.
Right.
They tried it two more times. I think they tainted it a little bit.
Well, also, they didn't have the original actors in, like, the third one, right?
The second one they didn't. The third one they did.
Oh, okay. So mix it up.
Yeah. But still, like, you just can't. There's some things that are just better left untouched. Like the Boxcar Racer album.
True.
Perfect album.
Perfect
album. Why make another one?
Oh, you know who's got a new album? I don't know if you listen to them.
Who's that?
Going to music. Bayside?
Oh, yeah. I did see that. I like Bayside. I've seen Bayside three or four times.
Yeah. So Bayside's got a new album. I played it through. Sounds like Bayside. It's good stuff.
So I loved Sirens and Condolences by Bayside. That was, I think, their first album, at least their first one with any kind of success.
Mm-hmm.
And everything after that, it just didn't catch my attention the way it did. I mean, I liked some of it, but like not the way Sirens and Condolences hit. Like that's like a masterpiece.
Yeah, I would say listen to the new one.
I mean, I've listened to a few. And Alkaline Trio recently released a new album called Blood, Hair, and Eyeballs.
Oh, okay.
And then Green Day, which I don't know why I even bring them up because I hate them, released a new album as well.
So did Sum 41.
Yeah, that I've heard a few tracks from. It's pretty good.
Well, I was also confused because then I was looking at my Spotify and there was like some ad and it was like Sum 41 and it was like new album in July. And I'm like another one? Because they just released this one.
So it's a two-part, and it's like Heaven and Hell, I think is what it's titled.
Well, that's, I think the way it's set up, because I listened to it for a few times, because there's almost 20 tracks on it. The first part of the album is like early Sum 41. You know,
like pop punk.
Pop punk. And then the second half is like what was off metal of like Chunk or whatever. Not Chunk.
What is Chuck.
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 So it's definitely that heavier sound, which is neat. You know, it splits it up.
Did you like, was it All Time Hero? What was the name? Underclass Hero was the name of the album.
Yeah. Cause I thought it brought back more to their roots. It was definitely more poppy, but I think it didn't have a lot of the members in it. Like, I don't think the original,
I think Brown Sound wasn't in it. Yeah.
Right. But I was like, oh, okay. Cause I didn't listen to like the album before that or a few before that. I was like, meh.
Chuck was really good. Even the one before, All Killer No Filler, Half Hour Power was good.
Yeah, yep, that original
one. And then Does This Look Infected was good. And then I liked Underclass Hero. And then I never really listened to anything after Underclass Hero.
Right. I'd say same goes for like Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
There's an album that John Feldmann from Goldfinger, so John Feldmann produced a lot of stuff, so he produced one of their albums, and I liked that one because it was more pop punky, and then like the stuff after, I'm like,
I was at the gym the other day and I heard a Good Charlotte song that I hadn't heard in forever. I wish I could remember the lyrics to it so I could let you know which one it was, but I was like, I forgot how freaking good this was. It was so good. It may have been the one Feldmann did. You know, he did California and Nine for Blank.
Oh, nice. So there you go.
Yeah, I think that, and I kind of blame Feldmann for not liking those albums as much. You put a little too much John Feldmann in there. And the fact that Matt from Alkaline Trio was in there, not Tom. I will say, in retrospect, I like both of those albums, even Nine, which I swore I hated. I just accept them for what they are, you know.
Right. I haven't put them on since I listened to them a while ago. I did go through the new Blink album again as well recently. Be like, all right, let me check out some of these tracks again, but I haven't listened to those ones.
What are some standout tracks on the new album for you?
I like Dance. Is it Dance With Me?
Yeah, so that's a single.
Yeah, that one's a good one. I mean, Anthem 3 is a good opener. Get you right. Pumped up. What else is on there? Turpentine.
That is my favorite.
Yeah,
that's such a weird song. Such a weird song. That's the clap intro for those of you that don't know.
You're in the know now. Clap along.
That's right.
Music and sports with Russ and Jay.
I like Blink Wave. Did you like Blink Wave?
Yeah. That was the one that's like synthy or like sounds retro. Yep.
That one. And then there's one more. Oh, When We Were Young. I like When We Were Young. That's a good one. When we were young, I used to run in free like every other. When we were young, nothing too fast because we something together. When we were young, I don't know the words. I'm just making them up. The last one is Where Did Our Childhood Go? Our childhood go?
Because I remember how it ends because it sounds video game like.
Oh yeah, it's like doo 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 doo.
Yeah. Other music
service-y.
I guess a bunch of people played at Coachella and they had No Doubt got back together.
Whoa.
And played some music there. So I was like, oh, I wish I could have seen that.
No Doubt.
No doubt. They played. Oh, and then Sublime played. And I guess the singer's son, I guess, is taking over guitar and vocals, and he sounds similar to his dad. So I guess
interesting.
People are excited. I never listened to Sublime. I guess after the singer had passed, I don't know what time frame, but some guy named Rome had taken over. So it was known as Sublime and Rome. And I guess some people were either with it or against it, but they feel like now where the band's at is pretty good because the guy's son is, you know, taking the reins. So
yeah.
Sublime.
I only like the one song, and I use like loosely. It's just not my jam.
Right.
I ain't got no Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. You know, I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Fair enough. Music in it up. Yeah.
That's all we ever talk about, Russ. Music, sports, video games.
Yeah. Sometimes food, you know.
Sometimes food.
Snacks.
I want that hot dog.
It's a good one. I still have a little bit left.
You still have that bacon. Do you really? When did you go there again?
Sunday. It's only Wednesday.
So, okay, you might not get diarrhea if you eat it.
Got to get my $50 worth.
That's right. I can't wait to see how far you actually got. I'm going to guess you got halfway through one, and that was it.
We'll see.
We'll see if you beat that. I'll be impressed if you get one down.
Fair enough. Hey, we'd like to give a quick shout out to our top tier Patreon supporters, Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills. If you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/RussLyman, or you could check out weeklywarpipe.com and pick up some cool stuff over there as well. Catch us every Wednesday and Saturday for new episodes. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.